The desert bears my weakness. For Pam's by Byron Aspis. Again, you think about him. Bloom cactus sit at your feet and listen to words you inscribe. Creation swirls within creation of colored scrawled caverns. Drawn a language no one knows. No water, plant, or animal, not even sky renders. Enough markings remind you the visitor inside Beren, inside her home. Forget what you have seen. Forget the cavern of colors sifted through the expanse of hand. As sand divides each limb and wind brushes the swirls pressed against tipped fingers. Gigantic air becomes you. Harsh desert blooms, life thought dead. Igneous rock coils water under. Notice unwashed footprints. Jonah A. peeks through clouds. Jonah A. watch those over. Oh, like fire, everything burns guilt. Guilt sits under sun-drawn sky, traced landscapes of yesteryear's formation. Untouched voice desires you. Monstrous mountains live inside those spoken environmental truths. Not one enters mouth. No need for past secrets of blessings. You bathe cedar, sauntered ceremoniously through words of whispered winds emerged in healing, of spoken mountains crowned clouds upon head, of home then becomes sky. People don't know. Quiet. Da'an speaks in silence. Reverberation touches throat. Dry valleys untouched by wetness. Silhouettes sketched line maps you border. Time does not wait for you. Time sits at home watching HD TV, reciting memories during commercials. Uneven rocks swivel beneath you. Visuals unwind vocal cords you string. Wind sways words upside down. Xeriscape unearths creativity you seek. Your desert land is nothing. Zero, a word you learned in boarding school. Utden.